Welcome to First Nation Ministries. Today we're bringing you a classic broadcast from our founder, Reverend Don Klein.
I love to tell the story.
This is the voice of First Nation Ministries, dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to the Indian tribes of the United States, Canada, and Mexico. Now here's the director of First Nation Ministries, Reverend Don Klein.
Hello there, neighbor. Well, I've kind of wound up talking about the big trip back into the Dakotas. And I'll tell you, we'll load those clothes all up, and we're going to stop at the Flathead Reservation on the way home with those clothes. And our dear sister, Bernie Lovell, over there at St. Ignatius, bless her heart. I'll tell you, I don't mean to glorify her, but I glorify the God she serves. And that woman is in touch. Back along the line, we've worked through a number of different Indian boys, and we've had some wonderful successes. And across the years, it's changed. A number of different people have been involved, Indians, and they've moved on. Some have gone home to heaven, others to other points of service. And it got to the place where the ones that were around there had kind of lost the vision of the thing. And one sad day came when one preacher decided they didn't need a bunch of old clothes from this old white man that came around all the time. They'd like the food and all, but it wasn't worth bothering with. And that little woman standing there in the crowd, she punked me in the ribs and nodded and got me off to the side and said that that man had lost touch and he didn't have the pulse, as I recall, didn't have the pulse of the situation. And I remember she said he gets his check from the denomination back east and he's living 20 miles away from here. And he doesn't know. These people are hurting. They need the food. They need the clothing. Well, I knew they had because I'd been doing it for years and they welcomed it. So she said, I don't know how to handle it, but I'll do my best. If you'll let me distribute it, I'll get it out to them. And I'm not a preacher, but I can help them get to Jesus. I can tell him about that. And she got that old store building and we put it in there and she distributed it and she got in contact with some other works and it's been wonderful down through the years. And now she's our point person over there yet and we're praying for her success with every load we take over there. And it's really refreshing for us to go over there. The last trip we was over there, why, there's probably about 10 young people that gathered around and bowed their heads and prayed. They were alive, and they welcomed us. And we were the brothers that brought the stuff, and we did it in the name of Jesus. And we'll get to see them on our way home, and then we'll get back here, and that's going to be wonderful. But we got to turn right around and do it all again. God has provided us with some food. It's kind of specialized. It's in number 10 cans, which are almost a gallon, not quite a gallon. But there's six of those cans in a box, and we've got an ample supply of them and access to more. And we found that it's food, and it's quality food, and it can be used. And that's what we're doing. And so I told dear brother Leon's helping make these broadcasts today, and Bob King's out of the state on business, and we're praying for him and all he's involved in. He's got a lot of burden on him, but we're going to be going out with that Dodge just as quick as we can, and we've got several places we want to hit that aren't too far from home base. We can do it in a couple, some of them to a day, and some 2 days away from a day out, and minister and get back the end of the second or the third day anyway. And I'm excited about it because it's a means to the end. we're not a relief organization, neighbor, but we've found if they're hungry, feed them. If they're naked, clothe them. And I think of the years of success with this type of ministry that I feel God has given us. I started doing it at Bear Creek back there on the Northern Cheyenne Reservation in South Dakota, out from Eagles Butte, and that little old village out there at the end of a mud road, 9 miles away from anything. And the older Indians had gathered in there, and I started ministering to them and knocking on doors and telling them about Jesus, and it worked. And it got so it was a big thing. And they said, we don't understand, why do you do this? And I said, because I care. And, well, why do you care? And I said, because Jesus cares. And Annie Yellowhawk, an Indian woman, not of that group, but the mother of Jerry Yellowhawk, a good brother in the Lord that God has used in the Indian work in ministry, his mother made a belt for me, a belt buckle, and it said, Jesus cares on it. And I have it with, I wear it with pride because of what it stands for, Jesus cares. And it opens up a way to talk to people in restaurants and every place else when they see that beautiful beaded belt. And I've worn it all these years. But I've often remembered going out there, and those ladies wanted to do something nice for us. And so they got our crew together afterward and said, we've brought some refreshments. And I never seen such pale, complected Kool-Aid in my life. They didn't have enough. It colored the water, but it still tasted pretty watery, not too much sugar, but they did their best, and they got their things together, and they had some cookies, and they had some crackers, both graham crackers and soda crackers, and just what they had. But we sat down and we ate it together. I'll never forget that. I wept as an Indian brother returned thanks to God for the white people that cared about them in their need. And out of that, we took dear brother Darrell New, that later is pastoring Eagle Butte and preaching to a handful of people, and got him out to Bear Creek with us and showed him what we'd learned. Not that we're smart, but I learned some things. You know, the Lord said he'd make us fishers of men, and we learned to fish by fishing. And if you're not catching any fish, you're not worth drowning worms. That's no way to fish. And then if you're not getting anybody saved, the excitement is in the men that are turned to Jesus, and the boys and girls and the sisters, praise God. So we'll be doing it. And then we're going to take, we got to get a load up to Alaska. It seems like, I don't know how we're going to do it, but if God is in it, we've committed ourselves. We've got the truck and we've got the trailer, and Brother Jeff Dieter been on staff over in Northwest for a number of years, and he lived up there at Tok, Alaska, just in across from the Yukon Territory, first town about headed for Fairbanks that you go into is T-O-K, Tok. And he went to the 9th, 10th, and 11th grade in high school. And it's on his heart to go back up there and preach Jesus Christ and live there and do missionary work. And he said, I can't do anything else. Don, I'm called, and I know what he's talking about. When God calls you and lets you know this is what I want you to do, you've got to do it, and you want to do it, and he needs help, and we're going to load up. That load's going to have a bobcat digging machine on that truck. That's one of the things, because he's got to make his own living, and he's got to get his stuff all up there, but in an old 48-foot trailer. We can put a lot of stuff in there. And Brother Marv Betcher and I are so excited. We're challenged. It's something we can't do. We don't have the money. We don't have. But we can't sit around and say, Lord, we don't have the money, because he didn't say, I want you to get the money and serve me. He said, you serve me and I'll provide your needs. I'll open the doors. I'll give you the strength. I'll take care of it. Neighbor, we believe that. Would you pray for us that God will provide the means? Tok, Alaska. It is 2,152 miles from where I'm sitting in Portland, Oregon, to where I will unload by the grace of God. And I say, I'll unload. I'll just sit along. If they let me go along for the ride, I'll stay out of the way. I'm not much good anymore at loading and unloading. I don't drive, but I can pray, and I can praise, and I can be a blessing as God directs the steps of the operation, and those men want me on that truck, and we're going to trust God to put it all together. You pray to that end. God will meet that need, and I'll keep you posted as it develops. And there's time for you to get in on the action. If you want to put a little note on your contribution to Tok, Alaska, or to South Dakota, or to wherever, why, we'll do our best to do just exactly what you tell us, because we're faithful to you. We're committed.
Thank you for listening to this classic broadcast with our founder, Reverend Don Klein. Our goal has always been to reach out to the Native American tribes throughout the country and share Jesus Christ with them. We do it through an act of love by providing much-needed food, clothing, bedding, and just those basic things they simply don't have. You can help us by donating those basic necessities to First Nation that would in turn be driven and delivered to our Native brothers and sisters. God made it clear to our founder, Don Klein, many years ago to reach out to these hurting people, and we want to continue that vision to take the powerful message of Christ to our Native American family. Thank you so much.
I love to tell the story.
You can help us reach our Native American brothers and sisters with your prayers and financial gifts. Please write to us at First Nation Ministries, Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. That's Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. You can call us at 503-477-6077, 503-477-6077, and visit our website at firstnationministries.org.